Hey everyone, this is Gary K. Welcome to a pre-ISE edition of my Rants and Raves videocast. I love new products. I love the new technology, and that's the whole reason why we go to these shows. And a company that never disappoints is Christie Digital. I'm joined by Joel St. Denis, who is the director of product management. We're going to talk about projectors specifically with Joel, and Drew Grimmick, who is the technical sales manager for Pandora's Box. I'm going to start with you, Joel, if you don't mind. First off, congratulations on a great year. I want to congratulate you on the Jazz series. It's almost like all of a sudden now, Christie covers every part of projection. It's a single chip DLP product. And I know that that's aimed at sort of every other kind of install that you weren't aiming at before. And I love that product. Plus, I love the branding.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. Yeah, we've actually been releasing a lot of products to try to fill some gaps that we've seen in the industry and some of our customers have been asking us for. So the Jazz series fit nicely. It's using one of the new DMDs that was released by TI and giving us the advantage of having a smaller form factor, really high brightness in the package at a good price. So, which is all things that people like technically, right? When technology advances, products get better, they get smaller, they get cheaper, they get more powerful. So that's exactly where the Jazz series fits, and it's going to have a lot of application uses. And we're actually going to have a pretty cool demo showcasing sort of a museum environment using three of them blended together, kind of doing like a 2D space. It's a 2D projection, but the content is going to make it feel like it's 3D. So, I think one of the things, Gary, that we really wanted to do, that we always do every year, to be honest, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but we find that it's more important to show application uses of our projectors, right? So this actually, I think, is going to be the most we've ever shown at a show. We have 18 different projectors that are going to be lit in seven different areas doing different applications. We have the museum I was just talking about. We have an immersive interactive room. We're going to have seven projectors in there covering the room with some interactivity. We're going to have two different art projection mapping on these wooden sculptures, one with one projector on one piece, and then we're going to have like an extended longer piece with a couple of our M4K25s. Our pure RGB 25Ks blended together, highlighting that. And then we're going to have, which Jerome will talk to, we're going to have an area in our Pandora's Box section where we're doing projection mapping on 3D objects as well. And then we've also got a large Chinese theater, if you will, that's being projection lit by two of our Griffin 4K50s. So again, that's kind of miniaturizing an example of what you would do in a full-scale application outdoors on a large projection. Because despite the fact that projection in some areas obviously is less used, like things like boardrooms and stuff, we're still seeing continued use for people to use it as an entertainment way or in a museum or an application or something that they want to have an interactive space. There's still lots of areas that are growing quite well in projection, which is nice.
Yeah, you can't do projection mapping with LED. I know LED is a big part of your strategy as well. But you're going to be in Hall 3 again in booth K500, okay, at ISE. I want to make sure everybody puts that on their calendar. And you kind of alluded to it. One of the things that I think is that Christie does better than anyone else is the fact that you do vignettes of applications. Like, you're not just showing products and technology, you're showing them actually being used. And I've always loved that about your booth. It's not just you're not seeing static product. And you've always done a really good job in the last half a dozen or more years where you've actually run the entire booth as one giant digital canvas, using your own systems, both AV over IP and Pandora's Box and everything else that you make. I want to go back to one little thing before I ask Jerome a couple of questions. I want to go back to the Jazz. The Jazz series was introduced. This will be the first time it's shown to the EMEA market. That's a one chip DLP. You said it's using a new DMD. What's different about the DMD inside of this?
Yeah, so I mean, to briefly explain that, Texas Instruments will make the DMDs for all DLP projectors have been basically, a lot of companies have been using the same DMDs for since 2010, basically. Yeah. And this past 2 or 3 years, some new DMDs have been coming out, which are effectively smaller in size, but they're more efficient for the size that they have, which means they're less expensive. You can get better contrast out of them, and it allows you to, they need less cooling. So imagine putting that on a projector now. We're able to take a projector, let's say that used to be 20,000 lumens that had to be, a fair size. Now we can basically get those same 20,000 lumens in something that's about 20-25% smaller, right? And your contrast is actually increases because the efficiency of the chip is better as well. So
do they have different native resolutions, or is it all that DMD one resolution?
So there are multiple DMDs. The one we're using is the 0.8 HEP DMD, which the native resolution is 1920 by 1200, and then it can be pixel shifted to give you basically a UHD resolution as well. So the Jazz series we're going to be showcasing, there's two models. We have a DWU resolution, which is 1920 by 1200, and then we have the 4K version, which is basically that version of the product pixel shifted, giving you a higher resolution. So the what we're actually going to have in the booth, those three blended okay. projectors are going to be using the 4K version of it. It's going to be the 4K 2100 Jazz series. It's our brightest 4K model in the product family.
Okay, perfect. Jerome, obviously, you have one of the coolest product lines in the industry with Pandora's Box. That's a segment of the market that's exploding and has been for a while now. Tell me what we can expect, because I know that one of the things that I saw at Infocom, I know it's going to be at ISE for the first time, is your CMS Yeah. What's the benefit of that? Sort of what value does that present now? Or how does that help the Pandora's Box? I mean, obviously, logically, content management system, I have an idea what it is, but you tell me from your words what we're gonna see and experience.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. So yeah, Joel gave already a lot of away, of course, on what we're gonna showcase on our booth. Quite clear is, of course, the Pandora's is the glue in the middle. Because it's providing the content. So it means also we are providing a complete solution. So Chrissy is not just a projection, not just a transmission, but also the media server behind it. And this media server is going, of course, wider than just a media server. It goes also into, let's say, video processing with one of our products that we are showcasing also, like the Hedra. But the media server itself, so Pandora's, it's a versatile product, of course. It can be used for LED, for LCD, but also, of course, for projection. Projection has some more requirements in fact of mapping, warping. You can do some more sophisticated things with it. What we are also showing on our booth, one of the exhibits, what Joel didn't mention, is that we are doing a live tracking. There will be some hexagon object that will be moved around by people, or somebody can grab it by himself, and then it will be followed by projection. So we do this by sensors inside the model, but also by tracking on the outside of the model. On top of that, we are showing them a, let's say, workbench, a workplace where we are having the Pandora set up, and also the CMS, as you refer to. The CMS is actually a solution to make it more easy for people to work with content in the media server. Media server is in general quite complex, but if things are being prepared, then we made an easier way to handle this content so that, let's say, somebody from marketing or the receptionist can update this content even without bothering about all the warping, all the magic happening behind, just through a very simple web interface. Upload your content, make your schedule, plan it, do some certain locations on it, and then publish it. And that's, of course, publishing could be worldwide. We are working on an installation globally, where from central position, a lot of these sites will be managed. So it means content is published at one point and then goes around.
So you see, because if I would go back 6 years ago when you were showing Pandora's Box, it was mostly in live events, large venue type applications. What you see Pandora's Box now is the media server for installs as well, even like where you're doing multiple digital signage across an entire campus or facility. You're basically saying, hey, why not use Pandora's Box? Take a giant digital canvas, carve out where each display content is gonna reside, and then just update it that way. And you provide a simpler way to do that, sort of like a digital signage CMS on steroids. Yes. I don't know if that's a good analogy, yeah, but because you're providing a much, you're like saying, instead of being limited to a rectangle that's either horizontal or vertical, you've got this giant digital canvas, carve out and put content wherever you want. And that content could be any shape because of Joel's product line projection, because that can project any shape or on any object for that matter. Do I have that right, Jerome? And that's the kind of market you're going after with this now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We are looking, of course, for different different versions of markets. Projection is definitely a big one, and where then a giant canvas, what is a complex canvas, is being chopped into areas or two parts where to handle this content on an easier way. Based on the fact it's going more to fixed install, media servers were already very strong, of course, in the immersive spaces. Yeah, think of the museums and everything. These museums are getting more projection based because light surfaces, easy to map, easy to project on. And of course, also a cost aspect on using projection over there. So fixed install goes further than just these kind of immersive spaces, because we also talk about the lobby area or certain signage areas. So
you could use Pandora's box as one content server for the lobby, but also all the digital signage displays in the entire building for that matter.
Because
it is an endless sort of infinite digital canvas. And so through your CMS, correct me if I'm wrong, you've simplified the ability to send the content to each location so that kind of anyone can do it rather than it being an AV technician.
Yeah, correct. That's exactly what the idea is behind it. Yeah, it's one-time setup, and then after that, easy operation.
That's awesome. So is it the same version of Pandora's box now, or is it a new, are you updating it, or is it same?
It's, same job? The basis of Pandora's is the same. There's only a layer on top of it. So there's a separate application written that is interacting with Pandora's. So the back engine has everything that Pandora's has available, but there is a top layer that is handling then the communication with the cloud server, with the user generating the input, and then collecting the data and putting that on the servers.
Excellent. Now, I know we're talking about projection. We've talked about Pandora's box. Jerome, you mentioned LEDs. Joel, you didn't talk much about LEDs, but
I was hoping to have a chance to
come into your booth and people are going
to
ask about that. So why don't you give me an update on that?
That's perfect. Yeah, I was going to touch on that. So I did mention earlier that there are obviously some markets where we're seeing a decline in projection and so on. The good news is LED is exploding everywhere. Like, you're starting to see it all over the place. And as we've seen, all of us from going to various shows, like, you know, 75% of the booths have LED in them now, right? Yeah. So, which is fantastic. Christy's been in LED for many, many years now. And we've got two product lines that we've been going at the market for, and those are Microchile LED and our Core series. So Microchile LED being sort of the premium higher end version of Microchiles, or version of LED. And then we have our Core series, which is our more, if you will, LED series that can be used in more applications at a more reasonable cost. So we are going to have two displays in our booth focusing on LED. So one of the things that we're repeating that's been really appreciated in the past, people say, you know, they really understood the differences between the different dot pitches. We have, if you will, a four panel LED sort of angled display, which is showcasing the Microchile LED from the 0.75, which is our smallest pitch, to the 1 mil, to the 1.25, to 1.5. So as you're sitting there and you're standing in front of it at the lower end, you're seeing the 0.75 and the 1 mil, which is where the person is going to be the closest to the display. But then as it gets taller, we go to 1.25, 1.5. And the idea behind that is to show that you can mix and match resolution pitches so that where you know the user is going to be close, or the viewer, I should say, is going to be close, you can use the finest pitch that you want to get the best possible resolution. But as it gets further away, as, you know, it's a larger, you know, a dome or a space or something like that, you don't necessarily need to use the finest pitch. So we're showcasing that. We also have something called a shatter wall, which is interesting shape of micro tiles that are also spread out, kind of looks like they're shattering with some content on there. And then behind our front lobby, we're going to have a more traditional 16x9 kind of looking LED wall using our core series, which is, you know, going to be showcasing the capabilities of the wall and the nice, you know, the nit level you can get. That product can go up to 800 nits. It obviously, we always turn it down because, you know, obviously LEDs up close get really bright, but you're going to have the ability to see the quality and the colors and the contrast ratios that both LED products can provide.
Yeah. By the way, your core three last year won a Best of Show award.
Yeah, that's right.
That is a great for the kind of like the price performance. We thought it was the best LED there at the show.
It's been doing fantastic for us, all over the place. It's really taken off, which is fantastic. Yeah. And which is great because, you know, as much as Christy is a lot of still to this day, a lot of times known as projection, we have fantastic LED and our customers are installing it as well. So it's really good. Gary, I have one more thing I wanted to tease without getting into too many details, and that is we are actually launching a brand new high brightness projector at the show. I'm not going to give too many details to keep it quiet, but I'm going to say that even though, you know, you would think that there's not much left to innovate in projection, we came out with something pretty cool that is going to be a world first in terms of a projector that has this capability. So we're encouraging people to come to the show. And when we meet with your team at the show, we'll get into some more details about this new product. But we're really looking forward to showcasing that product at the show.
All right. Well, there's your teaser right there. Booth Hall 3, booth K500. Can't miss it. Christy Digital. Joel, Jerome, thank you very much for doing that. Of course, all of our ISE coverage is at raypubs.com/ISE. So if you're watching this after the show, you can type Christy in the, you don't even have to type the word digital, just type Christy in the video search box and you'll see all the videos that we shot. We're also going to go to, Christy has also a broadcast booth, a production booth as well. And we're going to actually go there and shoot videos there as well. So we'll be in both locations and we'll cover everything. Jerome, Joel, thank you very much for doing this. And of course, we'll see you at the show in a couple of weeks. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Gary.